You're listening to SBS News.
Ma io ho fatto questo mestiere per caso.
A series of circumstances brought me into the world of fashion. I was unhappy about the world that was around me. Because since I was very young, I realized that there were things that I didn't like. Even sometimes when my mother would set up a table, I didn't like the way she did it. So I was somehow a victim of destiny.
Giorgio Armani, the visionary designer who redefined modern elegance, has died in Milan at the age of 91. His death leaves not only a void in fashion, but also raises questions about the future of the empire he built with unwavering independence. Women's Wear Daily style director Alex Badia says Mr. Armani's empire extended beyond fashion and perfumes.
The idea that you not only wear Armani, but you eat in Armani plate, you eat Armani chocolates, you sit in an Armani chair, it's a whole world. And then the fact that he opened even hotels, that now seems to be the thing to do, but he did it back then. He was the first.
On the streets of Rome, locals spoke of the man behind the brand. Maurizio Baldi says Mr. Armani has left behind an undeniable legacy.
I'm sorry, but his name will be remembered forever in the design and fashion world and as a symbol of Italy and the world, for sure.
Born in 1934, Giorgio Armani started in fashion while studying medicine. He rose from window dressing to designing for Nino Cerruti in the mid-1960s, before launching his label with his romantic partner, Sergio Galeotti, in 1975, ushering in a relaxed, unstructured silhouette that became his signature. His breakthrough came with Hollywood blockbuster film American Gigolo, where Richard Gere wore Armani. Mr. Badia reflects that it placed Armani firmly amid fashion's global conversation.
Legacy is obviously this idea of the new power suit that happened in the 1980s, fluidities of shoulders for men and women, this idea that when you make it, you buy an Armani suit. But you have incredible historical moments like American Gigolo or even Miami Vice. You have Julia Roberts in 1990 winning the Golden Globes, wearing a suit by Armani with ties. There is so many endless memories and milestones for Mr. Armani and the brand.
Outside an Armani store in Rome, Jenny O'Donnell was saddened by the news.
I feel it's terrible. I didn't know he died until I just got an alert on my phone, and it's just tragic, actually. I'm very sad. I love all this clothing. The store's right here.
Look at everything.
It's beautiful. Iconic.
Mr. Armani's rise reached not only Hollywood, but beyond. His suits became staples in boardrooms and on red carpets, while his gowns defined understated glamour. But he was also a shrewd businessman, keeping sole ownership of a company with annual revenues of around $4 billion. In Milan, Giulia Falco, a fashion producer, has called him irreplaceable.
It's a terrible loss for the international fashion community. We'll see what is going to happen with the brand. For sure, Giorgio Armani was a great visionary, one of the biggest designers from Italy who changed the international fashion industry forever.
Giuseppe Colin, a painter, says Mr. Armani set the highest standard.
Una bruttissima notizia.
Very bad news. Armani has been number one for over 50 years, the pinnacle of Italian fashion in the world. He had a unique skill, exceptional for men's, but also for women's fashion. There was no one like him, and I think it will be a long time before anyone can reach the level of Armani.
Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, has called him a symbol of the best of Italy. Tributes have poured in from around the globe. Victoria Beckham describes him as a true legend, while designer Valentino says he bowed to Mr. Armani's immense talent. Samuel L. Jackson thanked him for years of friendship, and Julia Roberts called him a true friend, a legend. In London, Naomi Pike, the commissioning editor for Elle magazine, spoke of Mr. Armani's rise.
It's a great loss. Mr. Armani leaves such a legacy, quite a singular impact in the way that he changed the way that the world dresses, especially the way we consider tailoring and suiting, but also as a businessman with a huge empire that he started by selling his Beetle car. It's a fairy tale story, which also speaks of a lot of hard work, graft, foresight, and being a visionary.
As Milan prepares to honor him with a public viewing at the Armani Teatro this weekend and a private funeral to follow, the tributes continue for the man whose designs changed how the world dresses. So what is to come of the Armani Empire? In 2016, Giorgio Armani created a foundation to safeguard his legacy and set bylaws to govern the business after his death. These rules mandate a cautious approach to acquisitions and forbid any public listing for at least 5 years. Leadership is expected to remain with his sister Rosanna, nieces Silvana and Roberta, nephew Andrea Camarena, and trusted collaborator Pantaleo Dell'Orco, all of whom already hold senior roles. Mr. Armani himself described succession as an organic process, not a sudden rupture, ensuring the brand remains true to his vision of independence and elegance. Alex Badia, once again.
His legacy is so strong. His vision so unique that I don't think they need a new designer face. They just need to continue the brand, the legacy. There are very few companies that can do that. Ralph Lauren can do the same. There's such a strong identity done by years of repetition and always a very similar message and not following trends, not caring about hype.
Giorgio Armani's creations transformed how the world dresses. His business reshaped luxury fashion, and his values of simplicity and restraint became his signature. He leaves behind a family-run empire designed to last, just like the timeless fashion pieces that bear his name. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.